This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, since my baby left, will I find a new place to dwell?
Celebrating Elle this week here on Good Day for a few more days certainly is worth it, because his music, when you think about the annals of musical history, who have been the ones that most influenced? Think about Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven in the era of the last 500, 600, 700, 800 years. And then you fast forward to the 1950s and how music so radically changed from what had been the case after World War II, the big bands and the individuals who popped up like Elvis, Sonny James, and Johnny Cash, and Little Richard, and some of these, the earlier ones from Sun Records. And so it's been extremely impactful on all of our lives. It certainly has been, like the Beatles music has been.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and also hearing what influenced these amazing artists who are now the influence for so many people, like with Elvis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was heavily influenced by a mix of blues and Christian gospel and country music.
He grew up in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then really kind of combined those to just
make
this incredible sound.
His gospel music is among the best music ever recorded by anybody. Some of the things that he did with his voice when he would sing those gospel songs. Every Sunday morning they have a couple of hours of gospel, his gospel music on the Sirius XM Elvis channel. And it just is, it separates him and his music from anything else that's out there. It's just, it's glory. It's glory in its best sense. Fabulous. If you want to get inspired, listen to a couple of hours of that stuff and you'll be ready to not only rock and roll, but to be connected. You know, that's really what it is, that spiritual connection that comes from music that you can't get, like gospel music. I think gospel, if I were to take a genre of music and examine it and say, okay, why do I like it? It's so easy to figure out why you like. And the roots of people like Aretha came, you know, these kids that started singing. Whitney Houston's another example of kids that came along who sang in churches. And look what how their voices developed, how they became the individuals that they were. It was just, it's amazing stuff, gospel music. Great, great stuff. I don't think there's a bad gospel song around. And you watch, you go to some of these churches. I used to go, because I'm not a religionist in the sense that I feel strongly that you go listen to a message from somebody. And I guess I lost that when the minister had an affair with my mother. I kind of lost my focus on the people, but the music always did it for me. It really did. It became a unifier, something that you really like singing. I sang, started singing in choir in junior high school, through high school, through college, and then some. And it was something I really looked forward to because it's a unification kind of thing. And you become, it's a purposeful sort of thing as well. And so anyway, I'm off on a toot. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It is what it is from time to time. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I was thinking about the movie Castaway, where the character played by Tom Hanks, survivor, the plane crash, wakes up on a deserted island, walks around the island looking for something, some way to be saved. And, of course, he didn't see anything. So he scavenges around for food. He builds sort of not a shelter, but you know he prepares and survives as well as he can, given the circumstances. It's a fabulous story. The sun's important to him. The rain is important to him. I think he try to start a fire and he couldn't, or did he start a fire? I'm trying to remember. You remember that movie, Jay?
I never saw that movie.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, my God. You missed. Yeah, no, I know you like those creepy, horrible movies, but this this is a good one that would hold your interest, in fact. Because a great story about him living on this tiny island, and then he's finally saved. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I think it's a great motivator, frankly. Survival. Here's a man that did in the story, but this story's been repeated. I mean, there's a real story around that story. The Hollywood mm-hmm. takes its, you know, they'll take their privileges with it, if you will, but still, fabulous story about survival. And it's something that we all ought to pay attention to. Speaking of surviving, the number one survivor in the world right now, I think, is Donald Trump. This guy is, like, through everything, he's still out there. I thought it was interesting that he said he will not sign a pledge, Jay, to support the Republican nominee if he loses the primary.
But would you expect any different?
Nah, kind of not from him. Nah. He didn't want to be. He doesn't want to be in the first debate because he says, basically, why should I? I'm on top of the heap. Why would I sign this letter and why would I participate in the debate? He said, and he said, I could name three or four people that I would not support for president. I can tell you, Pence is one of them. Christie is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's what he did do was separate out, single out, Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, and this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, who is this guy? And after you and I talked about it, I looked into him and I paid attention to him.
Yeah, Vivek, uh-huh.
I'm thinking he's really, I think he's something, I don't know if special is the right word, but somebody that can to contend with. The way he looks at issues, the way he comes across. And Trump says both of them have been very nice to him. Well, why wouldn't you be? You got nothing to, you know, Chris Christie, I think, hasn't made a mistake because he's right in all the things he says about Trump, in my mind, and Pence as well. But there's not a groundswell of support for you if you're always talking about somebody else. How about you talk about yourself? How about what you're all about? What are your values? What are you going to do? Why would you want to be president instead of talking about what a boob Trump is? We, you know, there's plenty of people who figure that Trump's a boob,
mm-hmm.
But you know he's certainly polling better than his rivals at the moment, and whether he can keep that up or not, depending on whether he goes to jail or whatever the heck else is going on with all of these indictments. It hasn't hurt his popularity. The other one, did I mention DeSantis? He doesn't like DeSantis.
Shocking.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't like this. I don't know the guy personally. I just think he's a grandstander. There's something about Trump. At least you know where the guy's coming from. He is who he is. And there's something about that that is, I don't know if likable is the right word, but there's, you know, respecting how he is, not all of the shenanigans that he's been involved in. I don't respect that, but I do. He has been able to pull off some amazing stuff. And I don't think that DeSantis has the starch to do it. I think he is a complete one-trick pony.
He's kind of like a disruptor.
And yeah, and for what? Not positive disruptor.
Yeah.
With him, it's all negative all the time.
Instigator.
Yeah, exactly. Like he didn't get breastfed when he was a kid or something, when he was a baby. Okay.
What's that have to do with it?
You look for attention because you didn't get it from your mother. It's a pretty simple formula if you dig into it a little bit. All right, let's see here. The situation in Chicago. Here we go again. 9-year-old girl shot while riding a scooter. The man who's been arrested was complaining about all the noise the children in the neighborhood were making. So he gets out a gun and he shoots this kid. That's it. That's all.
This is an example of why some people
guns
should not have access to guns.
Michael Goodman, 43, charged with first-degree murder, and I hope I don't know about the death penalty, but he should be put away fast and forever. So he lived on the same street with his girl, and They were out on, it's summertime. They were outside 9, 10 o'clock at night riding their scooters.
Well, apparently he complained multiple times, and other people in the neighborhood would say, they're kids, it's summer, they're having fun, just let them be. They're not actually being disruptive with anything. They're just kids being kids.
And she comes from a family that doesn't have anything, so they set up a GoFundMe campaign to offset the cost of her funeral. But a 9-year-old kid riding a scooter, this guy maybe deserves what, maybe they should put him on a scooter, run him down the street, and everybody take a shot at him. Sounds a little outrageous, but guys like that don't deserve any more, nothing. They don't deserve any consideration at all. That nurse who was captured, remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. And
the story from Haiti?
Haiti with her child.
Yeah, she and her daughter have been released. She was working for a non-profit trying to help out the people. And for, you know, here's their gratitude. We're going to capture, we'll kidnap her and her daughter. Haiti is about as ruthless a place. There's no law anywhere. Haiti is completely out of control. There are a few places like that on the planet. Somalia is kind of like that. A couple of the islands in the Pacific are like that. But this was a dramatic example of how lawlessness takes over in circumstances. And it has been ever since Haiti was ruined by the hurricane. How many years ago was that? It's been 4 or 5 years. How long has it been since Haiti was destroyed by that hurricane? It's never been put back together again. It's been a long time.
It feels like it has, yes.
Yeah, horrible place to go. Don't go there. Don't ever go there. Stay away from it. There have been over 1,000 kidnappings there in the last few years. Women, children, and of course then it gets to what are they doing with the children, and the trafficking discussion comes up again, and how much of a danger it is for young boys and young girls. Apparently some missionaries also have been kidnapped. There were folks from our country and Canada went down to an orphanage in Haiti to try to help out. They, for their trouble, got kidnapped. And so I don't know, was there a reason that they got released? Why did they get released and not some of these others? I don't know. It wasn't clear.
Her husband and the father is the director of this organization,
organization.
Who are there.
Yeah. Okay, pretty exasperating stuff here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
GMC has released the beast, the new 2024 GMC Hummer EV Omega Edition. This thing looks big and mean, and it clocked 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. Imagine driving this on the tollway. I absolutely love the exclusive new Neptune Blue Matte exterior. Actually, I can't think of anything I don't like about this vehicle. It includes an extreme off-road package, black exterior badges, transparent sky panels, 18-inch gloss black beadlock capable wheels with a carbon flash trim ring, plus the pickup version can blow out your eardrums with a multi-pro tailgate audio speaker system by Kicker. Have I sold you yet? You gotta get a reservation for the Omega Edition, though. It'll be available in the first half of 2024. Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen.
Love the new car, but how did...
CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck. And it's free. CarPro.com.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
A Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Shifted from town to town.
Guitars.
No job can hold me down. I'm just a knock around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky.
You know, there were so many songs that he knew, and he had them all in memory. He didn't have any prompters. You know, Frank Sinatra toured the last 10 years of his touring life. He had prompters because he'd forget the words, the songs.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, right. You got so many songs in your repertoire, you don't necessarily remember what all the lyrics are. So he'd look down, there were little boxes that were in front of him on the stage, and a lot of entertainers actually do that. I bet you Taylor Swift doesn't do it. I'm going to get off on a toot here for a moment. Of all the people who are around, I was talking about Elvis and Michael Jackson and the memorable singers of the past and the fact that there aren't many around right now who will go down in history with the same sort of focus that we had on Michael Jackson or Aretha Franklin or Elvis Presley. I think Taylor Swift is an exception to that. I think she goes down in history as being a very significant musical provider.
Oh, yes. Just her songwriting alone is, I can't remember which colleges are doing this, but they have a course where they're studying.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I say that as I look around. Some of the things on social media here today that are of note, Wetahatchee is the latest Washington school district to join a class action lawsuit against some of the social media companies. Their school board voted to join a suit organized by the Stephen Clay Law Firm. The school superintendent says it focuses on damage to young people caused by social media. That, Kevin's, is about time.
Well, and they were part of the Juul lawsuit, where they are going to receive over $100,000.
Juul is the
vaping thing, yes.
Yeah. Right, yep. So anyway, if you look into these suits, they claim school districts are harmed financially by having to respond to the harm done to students. And they are asking for monetary compensation. Apparently, this particular school system got $140,000 from the Juul suit before attorney's fees were figured in. So that doesn't sound like a lot. But it's the principle of the thing, probably as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And putting them on notice, because they are a scourge social media, even though we all use it, we talk about our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. That's all I care. I don't talk about Thread. I don't give a darn about X anymore. It's all a bunch of grandstanding BS. I have no use for Mark Zuckerberg. I think he's a terrible person, frankly. So that's what you got to deal with to a point. One of the things that I thought was an interesting aside here, there's a social media, here I am grabbing something from social media, that focuses on your phone itself, the phone, the buttons that are on your phone. If you have an iPhone like I do, you know that the end button sits away from all the other call options in the center position toward the bottom of the screen. But with the new phones that are going to be coming out this fall, this thing moves to the right, so the red button isn't there. What the heck difference does it make? I mean, people are making a big deal out of this. Do you have an iPhone, Jay? I forgot whether you have an iPhone. And so what do you think? Is this a big deal or not, the end button?
I just don't understand why they're always readjusting things and fixing things. Right. It's probably because we're more so, more often than not, we're using one hand for everything, so it's easier for the thumb to reach.
Yeah.
Driving, but that's really only hand. If you're right-handed. If you're left-handed, sorry about your luck.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Can't manage it. Got a post from one of our listeners about the 541 travel experience. His final line is, all is good. I'll let you know how it ends. So he's taking advantage of that two free nights that you can get by calling 800-419-DOUG. Why don't you do that right now?
First, are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind whip wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
First 10, 12, 14 years of Elvis was music that he did with the Jordanaires. You know, they're the background singers. They, in fact, have an album, or they put an album together of all of the songs they did with Elvis without Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That sounds, it's a very cool CD. I remember buying it because I love them and all of this kind of, gotta crank it up a little bit here, Jim 3. Those are the Jordanaires. Yep. They originally were a gospel group, in fact. And so just back to the gospel roots of all this. We're paying a lot of attention to the history of rock from the perspective of Elvis Presley, as this is Elvis Week, culminating in the acknowledgement of his passing on August 16th on, what is it, next Wednesday. So we'll have music here and there as we move around into the nice section of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, moving away from the home. A lot of people are preparing to go to college. I remember going away. I was really excited. I wanted to get out of my house, away from my parents, and so I went to Ohio to get away. And it worked out to be probably the best thing that I had done in my life to that point.
Oh, that's
in terms
great.
of what I got out of it. Let's put it that way. So you think about, there was a story I saw that I really loved because I feel this way about my daughter. She's grown up, and yet I look at her and I think of, we were talking about this last night actually at dinner, of what reminds me of her when she was a little child. There's a picture of her when she was about a year old in the bathroom with her in the tub with me giving her a bath. And she looks at that, and she's going to have her 50th birthday this December. I think, my God.
Where does the time go?
Exactly. Right. But there's not much more, there's not much better than a father's love for his daughter. So there's this father who went around some neighborhoods in New York. He used to commute to work. And so has these post-it notes. He put some stickers placed all around on lampposts and railings that were devoted to his love for his daughter. Daughter's name is Sarah. Father's name is Mark. And she loved seeing these pictures. And so she did a video. She went around, she followed where her father had posted these. She did a video and dedicated it to her father, which I think is just adorable, frankly. And I wish, you know, I think about that. We all think about these things in terms of how they might affect us. What would you do with your dad, knowing your dad, knowing you? I could see your father doing something like that. He really shines on you and your sister.
Oh, for sure. We are beyond blessed and lucky and fortunate with the parents that we have. My mom and my dad are so
Yeah, your mother's no slouch either. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think that sort of thing helps to keep families together, frankly, much as anything else. It's very unique. And yet it's fun, it's warm, it's neat.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Whenever a family goes on vacation and you ask the parents or guardians, what did you do? What was your favorite part about the vacation? And they'll typically say, like, something along the lines of some activity they did or eating out. Or they even say it's not a vacation, it's a relocation. You're still parenting your children. You ask the child what their favorite part was, and it's none of the things that cost money. It was the fact that their parents gave them the attention and played with them.
Yep. All right, new school year is right around the corner. Some states are bringing back free school lunches, regardless of how much money the family makes. So is this a good program? Federal government, actually it's part of the Farm Bill that's being discussed now in Congress as to whether or not there should be a big part of the Farm Bill, actually. School lunch menus, where they get the food from, they buy it from the big farm co-ops. Is a way to help out the farming industry, supposedly. Anyway, is this something that you want to have happen? Are you all for the Fed buying lunches for everybody, no matter what? It started, actually, I think, during COVID, there was some of this for the people that actually went to school.
Yeah, well, the knowledge that the school lunches were a lot of times for too many children, that was the only
thing they
got.
Right.
Or that would be the only hot meal that they would actually get that day. And they relied on that. And so a lot of places, even if their schools closed, they still kept lunch, like you could still go and get something to eat.
Yeah, right. So now there are 9 states You can be sure California would be in on it because they always are on these things. But then Colorado and Maine and Michigan and Minnesota, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Mexico and Vermont all have restored free meals for everybody in school. Mm-hmm. And it's paid for by federal grants. So whether you like it or not, whether you think it's a good idea, it's coming back. Speaking of California, this circumstance in California, I wish Jennifer were here, because sometimes when I see these stories, I save them for when Jennifer's actually here, Jennifer Horn, with Jay and I. With Jay and me. Let me do the right English there, James. It's and me, the objective case. Me. Okay, got it. The mayor of this city, where a pair of 7-Eleven store clerks beat up a thief. Did you see this video? It's all over the place.
Mm.
This guy comes in, and he's got a gun, and he threatens the two employees at the 7-Eleven. He goes around and ransacks the store, and the employees chase him around and beat him up. And so now the state says they're going to prosecute the two guys in the store instead of the thief who was trying to steal. He threatened to kill him.
Uh-huh. And we've
what
seen
the hell's
this before.
Wrong?
Yeah, we've seen this before. I think it was a bodega employee who was being attacked by somebody, and he ended up stabbing this person and killing him, and then he was charged for murder. I think he ended up getting off.
Yeah.
But, my goodness.
Yeah. Who thinks...
Yeah, people who shoot someone through the door or shoot a child because of noise complaint, like...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, no, he's getting charged. But I think the woman who, the neighbor who shot her neighbor through the door over a stolen iPad, didn't she get let go? She let off?
I think so, yeah. Now, here's another one of these cases bringing to your attention. You know, I wail all the time at the news media that overemphasizes things that are not so bad, like leprosy. We were talking about that earlier, and how the news media is playing that up like a fiddle, and it's really not that big a problem at all. A problem that hasn't been played up enough, in my estimation, is the problem brought to the surface by this movie, Sound of Freedom, which continues to have legs and continues to be, this is Caviezel as an investigator, looking into youngsters who are captured. And so the latest incident of that is getting a lot of attention, comes from the father of this missing 13-year-old Wisconsin boy, who says that his son drove away from home in the family vehicle, but he was being coerced by somebody else to do it. So this kid's been missing since June 12th, 13 years old. They don't know where he went. They don't know where the van. They don't know anything. This guy's got four children, and he said that they've looked all around everywhere and they can't find it, but there's some video, there's some footage that caught this kid going out in the middle of the night, walking across the street to the family's car, got inside the car. He said, just kind of sat in the car for an hour or so, and then the car drove away and he's vanished. And so now some people think that he left home because he was being coerced into doing it. So how do you, then what happens? The police found a makeshift campsite in a nearby park. But the father says he didn't think the son spent the night there. The search dogs the police had didn't find his scent anyway. The father thinks that the youngster met somebody online, and this person may have coerced him, and they think it might have been a woman. There's a Snapchat video posted on his phone where, he interacts with this person, and there was something that happened. He was sorry, so he was going out to apologize for it, and it looked like it was a woman. So what a mess. Ah! All right, a couple of other things on the police blotter. Students at a driving school in Colorado got a crash course in crashing. The driving instructor collided into a building with the driving school, with the pupils in the car.
Uh-huh.
and the building he crashed into was the Learn to Drive facility that he worked in. So the instructor in the business, he gets cited for a traffic violation.
Here is an example of what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of this. Well, you can't help but chuckle. Nobody got really hurt. It just is silly.
Yeah, and you can't write something like that. Like, that's the headline. New hire at Dragon School crashes car into the Learn to Drive facility where they are right. employed.
Here's another car story, another car scenario. A 10-year-old boy waited until his parents went to sleep, took their vehicle for a test drive. He took his 18-month-old sister along for the ride.
Oh, no.
Went to see their grandparents 68 miles away. He did well for the first few miles, but then he began to swerve off the road, and the police were around, and so the well, I guess it was a driver of a truck that saw actually alerted the authorities to what was going on.
Well, but, and was the baby even in buckled in the car seat properly, or just kind of set on the seat?
Didn't look like it.
Oh, it makes you wonder what was going on that he wanted to leave his sibling with him. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
To go see his parents.
All right. Here's something good from the police blotter. State police officer, excuse me, in New Mexico. Damn this thing. These allergies. Excuse me. This state police officer praised Jay for heroics after he saved a youngster, a newborn, in fact. Officer Ismael Perez on patrol when saw a mother giving birth in a car on her way to the hospital.
Yeah,
so apparently the police officer
pulled him over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they pulled him over for, because they were driving erratically. And apparently the baby wasn't breathing, so this police officer saved the baby. So there's something good to think about as we continue on here at 48 After on Good Day.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. It's finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now 53 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronos is here at the ready. He, as you know, is from Lake Cardiology, has his great clinic down in Central Florida. He sees people from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People talk to him from all over the world, and you can do it more easily than you might have expected. All you have to do is call his office, 352-735-1400. He has terrific outreach. Loves to talk to people. As a matter of fact, the one thing about Ken that is a distraction is he spends a lot of time. You know, you normally go into a regular doctor's office and they'll see you for 20 minutes because that's all Medicare will pay him for. And at 21 minutes, well, I guess we're all set. See you later. Well, you can spend an hour and 20 minutes with Ken, depending on what it is that you're trying to figure out, trying to sort it out. But no matter what it is you want to talk to him about, he'll give you a good answer. 352-735-1400. I'm his greatest salesman because it's him and his practice and how he does things have worked wonders with me. I feel very confident after I leave his office that I know what's going on in my body. You can too. Call 352-735-1400. Okay. Question about this new molecule that apparently kills most solid cancer tumor cells and leaving others unaffected. This is something we've been talking off and on about, some of the advancements in cancer treatment. We have you as a cardiologist talking frequently about what's new in the preventative department. Now, is there any such thing as a preventative cancer doctor, do you think? I'm asking because I've never heard of a preventative cancer doctor.
Well, hopefully those who specialize in cancer talk prevention. I think all of us are interested in helping people in that regard. I think primary care physicians have an interest in educating patients, I hope, in cancer prevention. But as a specific subspecialty preventive oncology, it's in the works, I hope.
You know, I talked to you once or more than once about the City of Hope. They do great things when it comes to cancer treatment, kind of like St. Jude's, only St. Jude's specializes, I think, in youngsters. But this research protocol that I'm looking at is not toxic to healthy cells. And I find that amazing that they could separate out. Can you think of an example of something else where a particular treatment would only focus on that which is bad? Let's say you've got a heart problem and it's only specifically one muscle or one valve. You can, the way things are now, you can really isolate down to the nitty gritty, right?
Yes, monoclonal antibodies is a great example where you rev up the immune system to make these targets that go towards some part of the disease which is different than the normal tissue, and you can make these targeted missiles, monoclonal antibodies, that just destroy the bad tissue and leave the good tissue alone. And the problem with the early chemotherapies for cancer were they could not distinguish normal from cancer cells, and they destroyed everything. And what you're reading about from the City of Hope is this investigational small molecule that selectively disrupts DNA replication and repair in cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells unaffected. And this is an exciting new mode of treating. This is where we're getting to the genetics of cancer, and this is also in the future, and this is going to help to effectively treat cancer, get rid of the bad cells, and leave the good cells alone.
I know that you don't necessarily like the negative, nor do I, but I do see something that showed up in Lancet this week about how many people will develop some form of mental illness. And it isn't so much that people, you're not in the mental health business, you're in the physical health business. But I would bet that there are times when you see people who need attention because of their mental issues, and that relates sometimes to physical issues. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, before we were talking about preventive oncology, and there is an American Society of Preventive Oncology, which you were talking about, the preventive oncologist. And then you're talking about now cardiologists. I don't know a good cardiologist who is in part-time psychiatrist because of the overlap between mental issues, stress, depression, anxiety, and the heart. So we see a lot of people with overlap heart and mental issues, and very accustomed to dealing with them and helping people get to the right subspecialists when they need them. So I work closely with mental health experts.
All right, there it is, straight from the doctor's mouth. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.